trade in Asia is facing a big change in 2005. Beginning January 1st, the world's lucrative textiles and garments industry will undergo a big shakeup. World Trade Organization quotas restricting the amounts North America and Europe can buy from any individual country will be lifted. One of the regions most affected by the change is South Asia. This includes India, which is expected to emerge a winner, and Bangladesh, where some analysts say the effect will be devastating. From New Delhi, NPR's Philip Reeves sent this report.
Hundreds of men work busily on their sewing machines in a brightly lit factory in Gurgaon, south of Delhi. They're trimming and cutting clothes to be worn by Americans. This is one of 19 factories in the area, operated by Orient Craft, India's largest garment exporter. In just one day, these plants together produce enough shirts to clothe a good-sized American town.
We do infants, we do toddlers, we do girls, we do boys, we do junior, we do missy, we do large sizes.
Sudhir Dhingra is the owner. For a basic wage of $65 a month before overtime, his workers turn out the fashionable labels worn by a society thousands of miles away.
This product is going to Pepe Jeans. And then we have some Tommy Hilfiger product here. We have Gap product here. We have Banana Republic product here.
Until now, a quota system, known as the multi-fiber arrangement, has limited the amount of garments North American and European companies can buy from any one country, spreading purchases over dozens of nations. On the 1st of January, that comes to an end. The US and EU can buy from whoever offers the best deal. It's a moment Dhingra is eagerly looking forward to. He says quotas meant he was losing business to others.
It went to Middle East. It went to countries such as Dubai, Sharjah, and several other countries. But they were not producing any fabric of their own. They did not have labor of their own. The labor, it was still the Indian and Pakistanis and Sri Lankan or Chinese labor.
Industry analysts predict the end of quotas will greatly benefit China with its huge factories and highly productive workforce. Beijing has recently moved to address these concerns by announcing tariffs restricting textile exports. But India's also expected to gain. One study predicts India's share of the North American market will more than triple to 15%. Dhingra has been preparing to make the most of the change.
We had set up three new factories last year, which have been in operation. In these three factories, we've already added on about over 3,000 people. And we expect to add probably another three in the two factories that will open in 2005.
The street stalls of Delhi are testimony to the country's vibrant garments business. Anything from well-tailored shirts to fake designer labels are available for a few dollars. India has a vast supply of cheap labor, but also, unlike some of its competitors, it produces the raw materials.
India has a textile tradition which goes back to a few thousand years. We are the third largest producer of cotton, the second largest producer of silk, the second largest producer of cellulosic fiber.
But there will be some losers after January 1st. Some industry analysts predict the impact on Bangladesh, with its dismal infrastructure and lack of raw materials, will be disastrous. Nearly 2 million people work in Bangladesh's garment industry. It accounts for three quarters of the country's foreign earnings. One United Nations report says 1 million jobs could be lost. Anjali Quatra of the charity Christian Aid has co-authored a report on the issue. This found Bangladeshi women in the garment industry, who form the bulk of the workforce, will be especially hard hit.
Many are the sole breadwinners in their families. They're earning money to send their kids to school. They're sending money back to their families in their villages. And for many of them, there is no alternative livelihood. There is no alternative manufacturing industry. And the kind of jobs they'll be forced into are backbreaking manual labour or domestic service, which is very poorly paid. And unfortunately, some will be forced to enter the sex trade.
Others take a less bleak view. Abdus Salam Mashedi is managing director of a garments company called the Envoy Group, whose US clients include Walmart. He says small Bangladeshi operators will suffer.
Small unit of Bangladesh, by small entrepreneur in Bangladesh, will be mostly affected. This sort of factory will be really, really in trouble.
However, Mashedi argues Bangladesh's bigger garment companies, with the advantage of size and efficiency, will continue to do well, absorbing some of the jobs lost elsewhere. His own response has been to expand by opening a new factory, hiring several thousand more people. Like many other garment producers worldwide, Mushaidi sees China as the greatest threat. So too does Dhingra of India's Orient Craft. As his nimble-fingered men work away at their sewing machines, he's preparing for a tough contest.
The Chinese know that they will capture the world markets. They will drive competition out. Once, when they have, let's say, captured 50-60% of the market share, they can turn around and then start dictating their terms, because the competition is dead. And I think that's their game plan.
As Asia braces itself for this upheaval in one of its main industries, it's still unclear what the impact will finally be. But Christian Aid says that those doing business with Bangladesh should act now. Anjali Quatra again.
We want British and American retailers not to cut and run from Bangladesh. They talk a lot about corporate social responsibility, and now is the time to put their money where their mouth is.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.